El Cajon Rental Spotlight, Granite Hills and Beyond. First, the neighborhood. Granite Hills is one of the calmer, more residential pockets in El Cajon. Hilly, suburban, mostly single-family homes and townhomes built from the 1970s through 2000s, many with garages and small yards. El Cajon's overall violent crime rate runs about 6.3 per 1,000 residents, higher than the California average of 4.4. But Granite Hills is consistently cited as one of the quieter corners of the city. Standard precautions apply, but the vibe is genuinely suburban. Residents describe it as well-kept, convenient to shopping along Jamacha Road and Granite Hills Drive, with a reasonable commute into central San Diego. Gripes: older housing stock in some complexes, HOA dues in condo communities, and East County summer heat. Families and working professionals dominate. Median household income citywide sits around $67,000. Now the rentals, and here's the important context. Zillow pegs the typical El Cajon rent at $2,277 per month as of June 2026, flat year over year at 0.0%. Realtor.com shows a two-bedroom median closer to $2,450. That $173 spread reflects methodology. Zillow models all rentals across the city. Realtor.com shows what's actively listed. Current live listings from RentCast split the difference. The priority here is a house or ADU with a garage. Room for a classic truck, in-unit laundry, a real yard. Best lead right now, 514 Shady Lane, Unit A, a two-bed, two-bath single family at $2,550 per month, 1,088 square feet. If a standalone house fits the bill, this is the one to call first. Step up in space, 5420 Old Highway 80, space 187, two-bed, two-bath, 1,280 square feet at $3,200 per month. And at 3231 Dehesa Road, Unit 40, 1,371 square feet, two-bed, two-bath, $3,400 per month, the most room of the group. There's also a townhouse at 932 South Mollison Avenue, Unit 932A, two-bed, two-bath at $2,500 per month. No square footage published, but priced right at the Realtor.com midpoint. If none of those have a garage or availability, two apartment fallbacks worth checking. Alta Apartments at 346 Jamacha Road, 4.6 stars on Google across 73 reviews. That's a strong signal. And Rancho de la Luna at 478 Van Houten Avenue, 4.4 stars across 29 reviews. Both are in the Granite Hills corridor. Tap below to see current photos and availability for every listing shown.